Chapter 3. The Brothers. Mr. Cass was the richest and most important man in Ravelo. He owned a lot of land, and the people who lived on it had to pay him money. Mr. Cass's wife had died a long time before. His two sons, Godfrey and Dunstan, lived with him in his large house. But the relationship between Mr. Cass and his sons was not particularly good. Godfrey was a blonde, good-looking man and was 26 years old. Dunstan, the younger brother, was a big, heavy man. He had dark hair and was not as good-looking as his brother. The inside of Mr. Cass's house, which everyone called the Red House, was not very attractive. It was obvious that the influence of a woman was missing. It was also missing in the brothers' lives. Neither Godfrey nor Dunstan had any work to do, and the people of the village didn't think that this was a good situation, especially for Dunstan, who used to drink and do bad things when he wasn't occupied. The villagers often talked about the Cass family in the Rainbow. "Too much free time isn't good for young men," they used to say to each other. "Look at Dunstan." "Godfrey is a good man," they used to say about the older son. "He's always pleasant to everybody. He's not like his younger brother, who drinks too much alcohol and who isn't honest." But recently, the villagers had been saying something different. "Godfrey looks sad and worried all the time," a villager said one evening, when all the men were sitting in the Rainbow. "Something must be wrong with him." "And he's not behaving well towards Miss Nancy Lameter," added another. "She's been his love for a long time. They should be getting married soon," said someone else. "They make such a nice couple. But if he doesn't start behaving better, she may not want to marry him any more." Everyone agreed with this. One evening, Godfrey was standing in front of the fire in one of the dark, sombre rooms in the Red House. Dunstan came in. It was clear that he'd been drinking. "I heard that you wanted to see me, so I've come," said Dunstan unpleasantly. "What do you want?"
"I want you to return the money which I gave you 2 weeks ago," Godfrey said in a cold voice. When the brothers spoke, it was clear that they didn't like each other.
"It was money which one of the villagers had to pay to father for living on his land. He gave it to me, and I was supposed to give it to father," Godfrey continued.
"Then why did you give it to me?" Dunstan asked sarcastically.
"You know why I always give you money," Godfrey exclaimed. "But now father wants the money immediately, so you must return it. If you don't, I'll tell him that you've got it."
"If you tell father about the money, I'll tell him your secret," said Dunstan with an evil laugh. "We're both afraid when father gets angry, but the consequences for you will be worse than for me. He won't permit you to live in the house, and you won't be able to inherit his money, although you're the older son."
Godfrey knew that Dunstan was right, and his face became pale. Their father was a difficult man, and when he became angry, he stayed that way for a long time. A few years before, Godfrey had done something bad, which only Dunstan knew about. "If father finds out what I've done, he'll never forgive me," Godfrey thought.
"Yes, that's what I'll do. I'll tell father your secret," Dunstan continued. "You must give father some of your own money immediately. If you do that, I won't have to tell him anything, and your secret will be safe."
Dunstan turned and started to walk out of the room. But Godfrey ran after him and took his arm.
"Listen, Dunstan, I haven't got any money," Godfrey said. "What can I do?"
"You'll have to borrow money from someone," Dunstan said in a cruel voice.
"But I've got no one to borrow from. Nobody wants to give me money," Godfrey explained. I don't work, and I can't repay it.
Then sell your horse, Wildfire, said Dunstan. That will give you enough money for father.
I love Wildfire. I can't sell that horse. It would break my heart, Godfrey exclaimed in desperation. And also, I haven't got time to go to town today, and I need the money immediately.
Dunstan laughed cruelly, because he enjoyed annoying Godfrey. He walked over to a table and picked up a whip which was lying there. It belonged to Godfrey, and his name was written on it in golden letters.
I'll sell Wildfire for you, Dunstan offered. Then you won't have any financial problems for the moment. I know someone who wants him and will pay a lot of money for him.
Godfrey thought about Dunstan's suggestion. It was true that he loved his horse, but he was afraid of what would happen if he didn't give his father the money.
So, I'll sell your horse and you'll have the money, Dunstan continued. Then you can go to the party in town tonight and enjoy yourself. I know that Nancy Lammeter will be there too, and that you can't wait to dance with her.
Don't talk about Nancy, Godfrey said angrily. It was clear that he really wanted to hit his brother, and that he was trying to control himself.
Why shouldn't I talk about Nancy? Dunstan asked. I know that you want to marry her. If I tell father your secret and you don't inherit his money, she won't want to marry you any more. So, let me sell your horse. You give father the money, and everybody will be happy.
Maybe I'll tell father my secret myself, said Godfrey.
You can tell him if you like, Dunstan said, speaking a little more quietly, because that wasn't really what he wanted Godfrey to do.
If Godfrey told his father what he had done, Dunstan wouldn't be able to get any more money from his brother.
Or you can sell your horse, as I've just suggested.
I've loved Nancy for 4 years, and I want her to be my wife, Godfrey thought. With her, my life will be wonderful. If I don't sell the horse immediately, I'm afraid that I'll lose her love, and also I won't inherit father's money. I don't want that to happen.
Godfrey had once been a good, pleasant man, but had been living with these fears for such a long time that now he was becoming angry and unhappy. Everyone who knew him could see that. He looked at Dunstan and made his decision.
Okay, you can sell the horse, he said to his brother. But please don't do anything stupid. Just sell it and come back with the money.
Dunstan smiled with satisfaction and left the room.